All right, everyone. Well, it is that time of year. It is the best time of year. The playoffs, by the time you're listening to this, the playoffs will be starting today. And we have some great matchups, and I am just super excited, not only for the Nuggets matchup, but just some around the league. I think just the styles of play, the star players, everybody going against each other, I think it's really going to be some interesting basketball. So I kind of wanted to break down the matchups and give my predictions. And if I'm right, you'll hear about them all the time. And if I'm wrong, never again. So what can I lose? Here we go. So in the West, OKC is going to play the winner of tonight's play-in game. I don't think it matters much. Sacramento versus New Orleans. Sacramento has lost Malik Monk and Kevin Herter. New Orleans just lost Zion. Brandon Ingram looks like he's pouting because he doesn't get to play very much. So I would say no matter who wins tonight, OKC is going to sweep them 4-0 in advance to the second round. Dallas versus the Clippers. This one's going to be good. Hopefully Kawhi will stay healthy. If you remember a couple episodes ago, well, quite a few episodes ago now, I was saying my one wish would be that all the superstars would be healthy and we would have everyone healthy in both the East and the West just so we could see all the talent go against each other. Well, that definitely has not happened. Kawhi is iffy to play. Embiid is a shell of himself. Karl Anthony Towns is just coming back from an injury. Who else am I forgetting? Oh, Giannis. Giannis got hurt, so he's out for a few weeks. The Knicks have Julius Randle out, and Jimmy Butler on the Heat is out as well. So not even close to all the superstars being healthy, but it's still going to be pretty fun. So going back to the Dallas and Clippers matchup, it's really exciting because they've obviously played in the past and have really good matchups. Luka is on a whole nother level. Kyrie seems to be really happy kind of being the sidekick, really as good a sidekick as you could hope for. And then they have all these young guys that Luka can just either kick out to three or just do lobs for dunks. And it's working really well. And then the Clippers obviously have all the aging superstars that are still trying to get that championship. And so James Harden, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, they're going to be going for it with or without Kawhi. And my prediction is Clippers win in game 7, take down Luka, and Clippers advance to the second round. Next series, Minnesota versus Phoenix. Just superstars galore in this one. Like I said, Karl-Anthony Towns is back, so we'll see how well he actually plays. Phoenix has all their guys, KD, Beal, and then Booker. But obviously, probably the biggest superstar as of today is Anthony Edwards, who just seems to be skyrocketing towards being one of the best players in the league. So it'll be really interesting. I think it's definitely Minnesota's all about defense. Phoenix is all about offense. And if you go by what happened during the season, this is going to be a really bad matchup for Minnesota. My prediction? Minnesota in game 6 will take them down. I just feel this is just one of those things where Phoenix has all the names. Everyone loves Durant. Everyone loves Booker. And then Beal is a big, big name on paper, although he's been playing well lately. But I just feel like Minnesota is the better team all around, and I feel like they're going to kind of surprise everyone and take down the Suns. And obviously the last series in the West, I'm just a little bit interested in. It's the Nuggets and the Lakers. We get to have a deciding third series against them. They obviously beat us in the bubble, and we beat them last year in the Western Conference Finals. And so it's obviously a lot of the same players from last year. Teams are slightly different. Everyone appears to be healthy. So I'm hoping for it just to be high-level basketball. Jokic being one of the best players ever, and LeBron is for sure one of the best players ever. So it'll be interesting to see just the two guys match up again. Who knows if we'll ever get to see it again. So I'm excited. I think, obviously, Denver is, I think, a better team, but you never know. It's the first round, so LeBron and AD could be a little bit fresh, a little bit more energy than they had last year. Their supporting cast is pretty much the same, but I'd say better than last year. And so you just never know. It really could turn out different this year than last year. But my prediction is it will be the exact same. Sweep 4-0 Nuggets. You know I had to do it. All right, in the East, we got Boston versus the winner of tonight's play-in game. Again, I do not think it matters. Boston will win 4-0 against either one of the teams from tonight. Chicago, Miami, it does not matter. Boston will roll 4-0 to the second round. Orlando, Cleveland. This one's tough. I think it's a good matchup. Both teams have guys that I like. I think Orlando has Paolo, who's playing really well. And you would think Cleveland has a superstar on their own with Donovan Mitchell. But I feel like the last couple of weeks, something's wrong with him and he's just not quite the same. So I think that gives Orlando the slight edge. And I pick the Magic in 7. 4-3, they will take on Boston in the second round. Milwaukee, Indiana. Like I said, Giannis is hurt. Milwaukee's just kind of been a mess all year. I think that continues, and Indiana will take them down in 6 games, and Milwaukee will have some soul-searching to do and probably a bunch of new players next year. And then the Knicks versus 76ers. I think this matchup sounds a lot better on paper than it's going to be in real life, if only because Embiid is not quite healthy. Unfortunately, like I said, he got hurt a few weeks ago. He came back and looked amazing again, but got hurt again right at the end of the season. And in the play-in game the other night, he looked so slow. He looked tired. He had a good fourth quarter, but he's not himself, even close. And I think New York's going to be able to take advantage of that. And I'm predicting Knicks in 5. I don't think it's going to be a great series. But for past podcast guest Mason, that's a great series. So Knicks will advance to the second round. In the second round, we'll have OKC versus the Clippers. And everyone's predicting OKC to lose, whether it's to the Clippers, whether it's to Dallas. They were predicting them to lose if it was the Lakers, the Warriors that got through in the play-in game. I just don't see it. I think they are such a good team. Yes, they are extremely young, and they don't really have big guys. Like Chet is big in a sense, but he's super skinny and can get pushed around. So everyone always points to their rebounds of why they're going to lose, but I don't think it's in this round. I think OKC is solid enough where they're going to advance to the Western Conference Finals. They're going to beat the Clippers in 6 games. I don't think Kawhi will be healthy, if at all, in the playoffs. Definitely not by that point. And B, I just think Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and then Shea is on a whole nother level this year, that they're going to have enough just to get by all the aging Clippers. So 4-2 OKC. Nuggets versus Minnesota on the other end of the bracket there. Minnesota is the toughest matchup for Denver. Just their length and athleticism. They really do give the Nuggets a hard time. But when it comes down to it, I think the Nuggets have enough to get by. I think they will also win in 6 games, setting up the matchup between the Nuggets and the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. In the East, Boston and Orlando, I love Orlando's young guys. I think they're setting up for a bright future, and they're going to have many playoff victories in the future. But Not this time. Boston's going to cruise. Orlando might steal a game. So I'm going to say 4-1 Boston. But Boston's just a machine this year. And then the other last matchup is the Knicks versus the Pacers. Pacers are good. Tyrese Halliburton's really a fun player. They have Siakam. Again, they're a fun young team, but I don't think they're on the Knicks level. Knicks just grind you to death, and they'll play all their starters 48 minutes if they have to, and I think they'll take the series 4-2. So that sets up. We have Denver, OKC in the West, and Boston and the Knicks in the East. I think this is where OKC, the youth, the inexperience, and the size will come back to haunt them a little bit. And I think the Nuggets are going to cruise 4-1. I think OKC is good enough that they'll steal a game. But I think the Nuggets, they have everything that OKC is weak at. And Jokic versus Chet this year, I don't think is a matchup. Jokic will do whatever he wants. Chet, I think, is amazing, but I think they need to get some bigger bodies in the offseason, and then they're going to be really dangerous next year. And Boston versus the Knicks. Again, Boston is a machine. I respect the Knicks like crazy. I love how they play. I wish they were healthy. Julius Randle, I think, would be a big help in this series. I think they're going to make Boston work for the first time in the playoffs, but I think Boston's going to pull it out in 7 games. So I know I kind of went chalk, but I'm setting up Boston versus Denver in the finals. And a lot of people are predicting that. I feel like they're the best 2 teams in the league. It's just kind of been a collision course all year round. And I hope we get to see it, because I think it would be a really fun series. They've obviously matched up twice, but I don't know if you can really take too much away from that, just because the playoffs are a whole different level of basketball. So I think, yeah, I'm gonna pick Denver in 6, because why wouldn't I? Have you heard this podcast before? But I think Jokic will have his way. We just have to hope that Boston doesn't catch fire from 3 in too many of the games. I trust Murray. I trust AG, MPJ, and KCP. I think Christian Brown and Peyton Watson are going to take it to really a whole nother level, like we haven't seen them yet. And so I just trust the Nuggets. Obviously, I'm a lot more familiar with them. I don't trust Porzingis to stay healthy. I don't trust... I just don't trust Tatum. I know he's amazing, but I just don't trust him. So Denver, 4-2, back-to-back champions. Have fun watching the games this weekend, everyone. We'll be back next week. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening today. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to Fandom From Afar on either Apple, Spotify, or whatever podcast directory you like listening to on. It will help other potential listeners see that people are enjoying the show if there's subscribers. So if you can subscribe, it would mean the world to me. Thank you so much for listening.